Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
7 o'clock on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. We'll kick off at YVR, where a cargo jet that slid off the runway earlier this week has finally been removed. Even still, the northern runway is still closed until further notice. We basically got crews inspecting it for, you know, damage just to keep things safe. And here's something positive to report too, and that's that all three of the Boeing 767's crew members were uninjured. In Burnaby, RCMP are looking for a Tesla driver in connection to a case of possible arson. This is about that apartment fire that was set back on Tuesday morning near Jersey Avenue and Kingsway. Or, you know, maybe it wasn't set. The investigators are looking into this, and that's why they want to talk to either the Tesla driver or its passengers, because the car was seen driving past the building shortly after the fire started. The fire has displaced more than 100 people. In sports. All right, first game of the Canucks' new road trip goes down tomorrow. They'll be in Ottawa taking on the Senators. And then with the Canucks out of town, of course, we can shift gears to concerts at Rogers Arena. And tonight, it's going to be packed for Bruce Springsteen's sold-out show. But hey, if you really want to be there, I checked in with Ticketmaster, and they are selling verified third-party tickets. Have fun. And Wave Weather. Mainly cloudy today, but also wet and windy later on. High of 11. Right now at 555 West Georgia, lightly raining in 7 with Tower of Power. Happy Friday.
Just to get some kicks, and I lost her.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Might as well jump in while the water's still warm. Might as well build the shelter before the storm. Only time will tell. The time will leave you wanting more. So break this spell, cause it's magic's for sure.
Welcome to it. That was Karma Sounds Waiting For. And I'm Tara Jean, hanging out with you weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. I love our time together. Thanks for being here. And this morning, we are just hours ahead of this Bruce Springsteen concert right here at Rogers Arena.
Wanna be some sweet song. Coming down on the night shift.
And you might be wondering, is Bruce and the E Street Band known for having an opening act? And I had to go Google that, and I guess the answer is not traditionally, and it looks like tonight's show is no different. And FYI, this is one of a bunch of shows that Bruce Springsteen was forced to cancel after he was diagnosed with ulcers that needed some serious treatment and care. That sounds painful, but he's back at it now. And Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, show starts at 7:30.
Hi, I'm Dave Koz. I hope you join us this weekend when New Zealand's own Ryan LaValette stops by the show. We've got lots to talk about with this wonderful new guitarist on the scene. He's got some great stories to tell and the hits to match. Check out DaveKoz.com and be here this weekend for Ryan LaValette, yours truly, and wonderful weekend music. Dave Koz Radio Show.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
these crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Man, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
What's the plan for the holiday party? Same as last year? I wouldn't mind a change.
Actually, we're going on a Taste Vancouver food tour. I went on the Gastown one. There were 7 stops with food, drink, and a very entertaining tour guide that told us about the history of Gastown. It has like 500 five-star reviews.
Sounds great.
Discover an impressive culinary scene on a Taste Vancouver food tour. Perfect for groups of 16 or less with 3 tours to choose from. Dietary requests available. Book today at TasteVancouverFoodTours.com.
You will find all the kind. Giving back is cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
James on the Wave, four-time Grammy-nominated saxophonist and Wave fave. How you guys doing this morning? It's Friday, and our commute has a few sour spots, unfortunately. I thought I'd quickly fill you in. A two-vehicle crash westbound on the Portman. It's now blocking the left in the HOV lanes. In Richmond, a brand-new crash northbound on the 99. It's just north of that Canby overpass. Two lanes blocked there as well, and at this time of the morning, that's no good. They're definitely backing up traffic before the Oak Street Bridge. And still to come on this morning's show, by the way, Environment Canada warning of another significant windstorm. It's going to hit parts of the South Coast later today and tonight. We'll get more specific next. Here's new music from Eric Clapton. Enjoy.
If the sun should fall from heaven, would you rescue?
Jesse Cook on the Wave, and I'm TJ. I've got Van Morrison planned for us next, but first, here's what's making waves on the West Coast. Want to make sure you're in the loop about the Canby Street Bridge, especially for the weekend. This week, construction kicked off on deck, and it will continue through the spring, so get used to it. The City of Vancouver, they're promising to keep at least single lane traffic open each way, so no formal shutdowns. But good news here is that the bridge will remain fully open to pedestrians and cyclists just like normal. From Ottawa this morning, Pierre Poilievre, not a fan of the new GST holiday offered up by Trudeau yesterday. His announcement says they're giving Canadians a two-month federal sales tax break. This is just on certain items like diapers, children's clothes, restaurants, some alcohol. But Poilievre says his party's idea to permanently end the carbon tax would have been a better move. In sports, Canucks are starting a brand new road trip tomorrow. They're hitting up Ottawa against the Senators. Rogers Arena tonight, the highly anticipated Bruce Springsteen concert. Third-party tickets verified through Ticketmaster are still on sale. And finally, parts of the BC coast are being warned of more wild and windy weather for the weekend, tonight and tomorrow. Environment Canada issuing a special weather statement for it, so you know it's kind of serious, but nothing like the bomb cyclone. This is mostly going to impact the Sunshine Coast and Vancouver Island, but even here in Metro Vancouver, later today we could have gusts of up to 70K. Again, not as hard as the bomb cyclone, so... Also today, cloudy with showers. That's the general vibe of the day. High of 11. And right now at 555 West Georgia, it's lightly raining and 7.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the songs seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. When you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? night to make a romance. Do the cover of an October sky. I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic, seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft moonlight, seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 my love.
That was Em Griner on the wave. And her music really caught my ear when I heard she was described by some as the new female voice of yacht rock. And if you love yacht rock like I do, let's get you on board with this new documentary. It's called Music Box Yacht Rock. It's going to appear, debut pretty much on HBO in the next week. It's a documentary series, so we can settle into it. And yeah, it's about the history of yacht rock. Here's a bit of the trailer.
It rocks, but it doesn't rock too hard. The singers all seem to be saying, hey, it's going to be okay.
It's perfect sitting down dancing music.
Also known as yacht rock.
Yes, please and thank you. You hear a lot of yacht rock on the wave too. Artists like Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross, Steely Dan. If you're curious, Music Box Yacht Rock, that documentary series, debuts next Friday on HBO.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit TasteWhiteRock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at TasteWhiteRock.com.
We'll be right back.
From the rugged peaks of Grouse Mountain to the cobbled streets of Gaston, keep it smooth. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars for you. It's Wave 98.3. I'm TJ, and I know it's Friday, and you're kind of like letting go of your to-do list and everything, you know, that keeps you busy. However, you do have until Sunday night to get on the standby list for a river cruise in the south of France. It's a little something we cooked up with Luxury Riverside Cruises, and I'll be announced who's snagging this package on Monday. It's worth over $22,000, and it includes, I mean, the list is long, but an elegant and comfortable trip down the Rhone River, which, you know, I've been to France a couple times, but I thought, okay, what is the Rhone River exactly? I copied and pasted this, just so you know, but it's a major river in France and Switzerland. It rises in the Alps and flows west and south through Lake Geneva and southeastern France before, it says here, discharging into the Mediterranean Sea. I don't think you're going to get that far. However, there will be celebrity chefs on board. They're going to give you a gastronomical feast that you will be impressed by and probably be bragging to your friends about when you get back. Get on that standby list now and ahead of Sunday's deadline at wave983.fm.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. Like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Your heart to what could be. Let me into your life.
In HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
801 on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in our city. We'll start at YVR, a cargo jet that slid off a runway earlier this week. It's finally been removed, but man, that was a bit dramatic, hey? It's the northern runway, though, that remains closed until further notice as crews inspect it for possible damage. And I guess something, well, I know something positive to report from this is that all three of the Boeing 767's crew members are safe and unhurt. And also, this is breaking. If you do have a flight today, perhaps to England, much of London's Gatwick Airport was just evacuated. Officials say it was cleared to investigate a security incident, but we don't have any further details right now or an estimated time for reopening. So your flights to London today, just in general, could be delayed or postponed because of it. In sports, first game of a Canucks new road trip, it goes down tomorrow